Thousands of people who are in the U.S. illegally are allowed to stay every year because they've been victims of crime. The number of people who apply for a U visa far exceeds the slots made available, and that's created a backlog. And some people can't even get on the list because they lack one piece of paper from police. Yellowstone Public Radio's Nate Hedgie reports.
Family photos cover the walls of this ranch house in eastern Montana. Pictures of a dad holding a baby, a family celebrating Dia de los Muertos, and a son playing high school football. That son, Juan Orozco, is now sitting on a couch next to his mother, holding back tears. He says he misses the sound of his dad in the house.
You could usually hear dad up at 5:30, making his coffee, making weird noises to bug us. I mean, now that he's not here, it just feels weird not seeing the normal routine.
Juan's father, Odemio Orozco Ramirez, has spent the past 5 months in a Colorado detention center. He's a Mexican national who crossed the border with his family undetected nearly 20 years ago. Now he's about to get deported. But his lawyers argue he should stay here in the U.S. under a special visa for victims of crime. Back in 2013, Orozco Ramirez says he was raped while in immigration custody at a Jefferson County jail in Montana. And unlawful immigrants who can prove they were victims of serious crime like that are eligible to apply for U visas. But Orozco Ramirez's former attorney, Shahid Haq, says some of his clients have to wait years to get their applications processed.
And so it's really difficult for these victims of crime to rebuild their lives and move forward and regain any sense of security when their immigration status is not secure yet.
U visas were originally created by Congress in the year 2000, and the idea was to give legal status to people who help police investigate crimes like human trafficking or sexual assault. But as the Obama administration ramped up deportations and President Trump cracked down on illegal immigration, more and more people applied for U visas. And this created a massive backlog because there's a yearly cap to grant them to 10,000 victims plus their families. Former Republican Representative Connie Morella of Maryland says when she co-sponsored the U visa bill, she agreed to that cap just to get it passed.
It was sort of guesswork in a way that 10,000 sounded like it might be a good number to start with. Let's just see how many applications we get, and then we can always increase it.
That's exactly what Democrats tried to do in 2012, but House Republicans balked, arguing the cap was a safeguard against fraud. Morella, who left Congress in 2003, says that safeguard is baked into the application process, but she also says there needs to be more uniform guidelines. For instance, law enforcement has the power to decide whether or not someone actually stays in the United States under a U visa. They are the ones that sign a form saying the crime actually happened and the victim was helpful in an investigation. Immigration attorney Shahid Haq says getting police to sign those forms can be really tough. He says law enforcement, especially in Montana, aren't familiar with U visas.
It isn't about saving someone from deportation or getting involved in the intricacies of immigration law. Really, it's simply about signing a form attesting to the two things that are required, that the person cooperated with law enforcement and that they were the victim of a crime.
And that's where things get murky for Odemio Orozco Ramirez. Authorities say they can't prove he was sexually assaulted. Some of the evidence, including the rape exam, was inconclusive. There's also missing surveillance video footage, which his lawyers say was deleted. Orozco Ramirez eventually settled a lawsuit with the county in 2016, but according to his lawyer, authorities never signed the form saying Orozco Ramirez was a victim of a crime, so now he's getting deported. His son Juan says he believes his father.
I mean, it's not something anyone would joke over, joke about, especially to his family and everyone involved, Of course, yeah, we believe my dad.
But that belief isn't enough to keep his dad in the U.S. I'm Nate Hedgie, Yellowstone Public Radio.